You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Yep. Tonight's the night. We lose our fourth consecutive sports Emmy. That's not breaking news. I'm not guaranteeing it, but the likelihood of us not winning tonight, I'd say high probability. But we're going to party. We're going to celebrate. You know, we're going to flip the sports Emmy on its head or her head. And what we're going to do is we're going to celebrate no matter what happens. If Pardon the Interruption wins or SportsCenter wins, congratulations. And then we're going to pour champagne all over ourselves. And that's the way it should be, because it's just an honor to get nominated. And you can watch us. You can watch the entire show that we have. Now, we have a Emmy watch party. You can watch us watching the Sports Emmys, but we also look back on this entire year, all the great moments that we had. We have great guests and some bad moments as well. Adam Sandler, Bryan Cranston, Will Ferrell, Darius Rucker, Melissa Etheridge has a song for us. Rick Neuheisel wrote a song for us. Tonight on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show, and we start at 8 Eastern. And if you're able to join us, that would be great. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Talk some basketball after last night. My Bucks, you bums, got blown out by the Nets. The Nets up 2-0. Hey, I'm watching going, God, this is why I hate making predictions, because then I'm so invested in it, and I'm watching the Bucks get blown out. At one point, they're down by 49 without James Harden. Suns beat the Nuggets, 122-105. They're up one zip. Tonight, Hawks 76ers game 2, Clippers at the Jazz game 1. Packers minicamp opens today. Aaron Rodgers probably going to be a no-show. It'd be awesome if he showed up, though. Just to say, wait, what, you guys are surprised that I'm here? What? Nothing to see here. What's the big deal? I've been in Hawaii. I've been in love. What's been going on? But I don't think that's going to happen. Albert Breer is going to join us on loan from the Monday Morning Quarterback. We'll talk to Adam Lefko, NBA on TNT. He'll join us coming up as well. Phone calls are welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Father's Day gifts, we've got you covered. DanPatrick.com. T-shirts, hats, some new T-shirts coming out just in time for Father's Day. And yes, we do have a limerick. This is a Sports Emmy limerick that Todd has prepared for us. Todd, do you have a limerick that you're willing to release now prior to tonight's big event?
Sure. I have a separate one for later. I have one for this morning's show that's ready to roll.
Oh, so do you have one if we win?
I have one if we win, if we lose.
Okay.
And I have this one.
Okay.
And I have like a celebratory one. Like, there's a lot of options.
Okay, yes, Paul.
Should you write a limerick anticipating a loss? It's like when you ask an NBA player, how do you plan if you lose this thing? Like, I'm never thinking about it. RJ Barrett would yell at you.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay with you preparing for a loss. Like, I'm all for preparation. And even if it means that we've lost again, we at least prepared to lose. And I like that, Todd. All right, so here's your limerick as we get ready for today's show. And then we have the big festivities tonight.
It's time to end Dan and Danette exclusion. Though announcing us winners may cause some confusion, would be quite a stat of the day to send the trophy our way. Dan Patrick Show Emmy, a foregone conclusion?
Okay, here we go. I like it.
Here we
go. Four consecutive Sports Emmy nominations. And we could end up being the Buffalo Bills, but that's okay. Because I think what the Buffalo Bills did will never be replicated. You can go to four Super Bowls and lose four Super Bowls. Nobody wants to replicate that, but... But us, we do.
Do you think that they were, after they lost, telling each other limericks in the
yes,
locker room?
I think so. I was actually at that Super Bowl
Jim
scene.
Kelly was like, fellas, gather around. I just want to share a quick limerick for you on our loss.
You know, Bruce Smith, big limerick guy.
Really?
Hardcore
crazy,
limerick guy.
Crazy limerick guy. And don't get Jim Kelly started on a limerick. Man.
Loves himself some prose.
Yes, McLovin.
I just want to point out the Broncos lost three. And then won their fourth.
Ooh.
And we have a super Broncos fan from that era.
It's all coming together.
But it wasn't three in a row that you lost.
No, it was 3 in 4 years that got progressively worse scores.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yeah, they got blown out. Like, but if you lose the Emmys, you can't get blown out in the Emmys. It's an equal loss. We never see the vote, right?
I don't know what the vote total. They never let us in on the vote total.
Do you want to know?
No. 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 I was told by a voter one time, and he said, hey, I got to review studio host, and you're going to win it. And I went to the Sports Emmys, and I did not applaud when they made the announcement because I didn't want to applaud for me. And then I didn't win the Sports Emmy. Like, that's crushing. That's where I said to my wife, I said, look, I said, hon, I'm going to win. I was told I was going to win. She goes, well, how would you get that information? I said, somebody who voted said your tape was awesome and everybody in the room agreed. And I go, okay. And she goes, and you trust this person? I said, yes, I trust this person. And I get there and I'm in a great mood. And all of a sudden they open that envelope and the winner is Bob Costas. And I went, and then I saw the guy after the award ceremony, and he said, hey, I don't know what happened. I said, I do. I didn't win. You go get me an Emmy. I don't care whose it is. You owe me one. But it's a big night. Big night. And champagne will be flowing. I will say that. There will be champagne. The Traegers will be fired up. And we have so many. Mario is producing this watch party, so guaranteed to go wrong.
Excuse me?
Yeah. So I got Mario. I'm in good hands. Mario is producing this hour-long special, the watch party. And then when our category comes up, you're going to be able to watch that live as we watch it live. And then you can live vicariously through us as we lose. And then if you want to pour champagne on yourself after we lose, you can. Or have somebody pour champagne on you.
Your drink of choice. Go right ahead.
That's true.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be champagne.
Yeah.
I've had the champagne in this refrigerator, the backroom guy's refrigerator, for a year now. And I still have the 5 bottles there. Everybody gets a bottle tonight. And we're going to celebrate. Because why not? You don't want to see us cry anymore. Fritzy, have you ever opened a bottle of champagne?
I have, not recently. I did when I proposed to my wife, and then we went to Miami for like a 3-day celebration excursion, wow. And there was champagne there. And I was wondering, how am I going to be able to open this? Do I have to embarrassingly call someone to come up to the room and open it? And then I got to give the guy a tip when it looks really bad if I can't figure out a way to open it. It took a while, but eventually I got it out.
I'm going to have you open up the champagne tonight.
It may not go well. I know that you have to like peel off like a wrapper, and then there's like some kind of device that you got to like
you
push
might,
down.
You might want to get started soon.
And there's a cork. There's a lot of things.
Yes, yes.
That someone's going to get injured.
Yeah, and you know, you could put your eye out.
You could.
You got to be careful.
It
with
pops
that.
Out. And
we should have the toddler do it with a saber. You know, have people like do the sword and they get the top off. Let's do that. That'd be fun.
Let's see. Let's talk some sports here. In some ways, the Brooklyn Nets don't make any sense to me because usually super teams need time to gel. Remember when LeBron went to Miami? They didn't win it that first year. You got the big three. You got Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and James Harden, but they've barely been on the court together. Blake Griffin. Who knew? Blake Griffin played 26 games for Brooklyn during the regular season, but somehow they look like they've been playing together for quite some time. Harden out with a hamstring injury. I thought the Bucks, here's your opportunity. You're going to be able to knock off the Nets because you've learned from the two previous playoff experiences where you bowed out early. that, hey, you're not a front runner. You're not a favorite. You're an underdog. And that's what we love, the underdog. Brooklyn's now up 2-0. That doesn't mean the series is over, but Milwaukee wasn't even competitive last night. And all the flaws that we've seen with Milwaukee the two previous years, I just don't know if they've made adjustments. It feels like when you get to postseason basketball, a seven-game series with Milwaukee, Miami Heat gave a blueprint last year in the playoffs. You just sort of let Giannis, you want to shoot outside? Great. We're going to create a wall, and we're going to have other players beat us. And I don't even know if the Nets even need that kind of strategy. But you saw it last night, and it was really an embarrassing performance by Milwaukee. The Nets led by as many as 49. The Bucks were held to 86 points. That's the season low by 10 points. Their fewest points in a postseason game since 2017. That's a stat of the day. Come on, let's go. Come on. Stat of
the day. Every day is a sports end.
Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Nets shot 50% from three-point range, 21-42. Joe Harris looked great last night. Here's Kyrie Irving after the blowout win against the bum Bucks.
I think we're capable of greatness every single night. You know, it just depends on the approach we have coming in. You know, throughout the regular season, I feel like we would let our guard down playing against some of the teams in our league, and they would punch us in the mouth, and we would come and talk to you guys after the game about what happened. And I think we've just figured out the little things in terms of how to create separation within the game and just remain resilient throughout. That's basically what it's come to. It's just remaining resilient no matter what's going on and sticking to our preparation, our game plan.
Yeah, it was great performance by them. This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Father's Day, Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor. Perfect for an extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. After the game, TNT sideline reporter Jared Greenberg had a chance to talk to Kevin Durant. Probably didn't go as scripted for Jared Greenberg.
Tomorrow will mark 2 years since you initially injured your calf. I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? Of course. I mean, yeah. What you want me to say to that? Of course. Well, I did.
It's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that, but, you know, that was too long ago.
All right, well, I'll come up with some more real questions for you next time. Thanks, Kevin.
Love. Mark.
Ouch.
Love.
Ouch. That's live. And sometimes you live and die with live. Yes, yes, Tom.
And then what makes it more awkward, then you can throw it back to, like, Marv. All right, once again, the finals, like, what just happened was so awkward, but he doesn't want to refer to it. It's his colleague. We'll have game three in Milwaukee. Yeah. Can they turn it around for Jared Greenberg?
For Jared Greenberg and Grant Hill, I'm Marv Albert.
Once again, the Nets blow out the Bucks. Boy, that was awkward.
It would have been great if Marv did react, you know, just in the moment like that. That's
real questions. Fake effort by Giannis and the Bucks. Can they turn it around in game three? You're listening and watching the NBA on TNT. Yes, that was embarrassing.
Thank you, Todd. All right. You start with the question that doesn't start out as a question. And it's close-ended question. But, you know, 2 years ago, we know the injury. And, okay, play the question here, Seton, by Jared Greenberg at TNT.
Tomorrow will mark 2 years since you initially injured your calf. I know you worked your butt off to get to this point, but did you ever think you'd be this good?
Is that a real question? Of course. I mean, yeah. What you want me to say to that? Of course.
It's pretty impressive what you've been able to do.
Thank you. I appreciate that. But, I mean, that was 2 years ago. I'm looking forward to just getting up tomorrow and going to practice, watching film, and seeing how we can get better. But, you know, I appreciate that. But, you know, that was too long ago.
All right, well, I'll come up with some more real questions for you next time. Thanks, Kevin.
Love. Mark.
Yeah, Paulie.
It's a bit of a clunky question. It could have been phrased better. He could have said, if I told you 2 years ago when you tore your calf, you'd be beating the Bucks by 50, da-da-da. Kevin Durant agreed to do the interview. Just play the game for 18 seconds and walk to the locker room. Yeah. He could have came up with his own answer to the clunky question instead of making it about him.
Oh, yeah. He could have helped out Jared Greenberg.
Right.
He did not want to.
Right. Which is fine.
Yeah. We've seen these post-game interviews with Kevin Durant. If he's on with TNT, you know, he'll make it awkward for you. And it almost feels like that's by design. Yes,
he. But he sort of did it nicely awkward.
Well, I think
it was with a laugh, and he was like, yeah, man, I appreciate that. Much love, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but is that a real question?
But it's not really. That's not like Greg Popovich. Greg Popovich was a jerk.
Yeah.
Like straight up with just absolutely unnecessarily rude to reporters.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant didn't do that.
He could have helped a little bit there. He could have. Yes, McLovin.
I saw the same thing during the Celtics series. Someone asked him, did you ever think you're going to be an elite defender again after your calf injury? And he was even meaner, KD was. He doesn't like these calf injury questions. But 2 years ago, by the way, KD, is that long ago for blowing out your Achilles? He's like, that's ancient history. What?
No, it's not. What he's doing is so impressive because what happened in the last 2 years, that he didn't play basketball for 500 days. And he's coming back, and you would never. If I said, pick the guy who, blew out his Achilles, pick the guy on the floor that is coming back from surgery where he didn't play basketball for 500 days, you'd never pick Kevin Durant. The question is clunky because you're giving an opinion. Yes, you know, this comeback, did you ever think you would be this good? It's a close-ended question. A lot of athletes get them talking. I mean, I ask close-ended questions, but in my mind, I'm always trying to ask an open-ended question. What was your thought 2 years ago when you suffered this injury? And then he might say, hey, I was hoping I'd be able to come back, and I thought I was going to be even better. But the fact that, you know, did you think you were going to be this good? And then he says, is that a real question? Well, he knows it's a real question. Fritzy called for Jared Greenberg, the TNT sideline reporter. How about we get Kevin Durant and Jared Greenberg on again, and then we redo it?
Mulligan, yeah, why not?
Yeah, we have a redo. Yes, Tom.
But as clunky as the question was, you know, there's a thousand different things he could have said. You know what? I'm not surprised. I worked very hard. It's been a rough 2 years, but I was motivated to get myself back to the level that I expect to play at. And there's just that's what you say. Is it, on national TV, you're going to embarrass the guy? Is that a real question?
I don't know what kind of relationship they have. You know, maybe he's around him a lot. Maybe they were, I don't know. They were having fun. I don't know. I felt bad for him because it's live TV. And those are hard jobs. When you get time to ask one or two questions. And what is that one question or two questions? The sideline reporter, as the coach runs off at halftime, what kind of adjustments are you going to make in the second half? Oh, let me tell you. I'll tell you right now. Don't tell anybody. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to try to play better.
We're down 30. We're going to try to play more defense and score more baskets.
Yes. Yes, yes, Paul.
I'm waiting for one of these sideline reporters to just snap and go, you could have asked a better question. You know what, Kevin? I'm surprised you're even here. Isn't it your turn to be on the injured list? Is it Durant's turn to be? Like, one of these guys is just going to snap and go off and just walk off into the sunset.
Oh, we got Adam Lefkoe on loan from TNT. Get his thoughts off of the Nets. Yes, McLovin.
They had Mike Budenholzer, the Bucks coach, on after the first quarter, and I thought he was going to cry. They were down by 30. That I had a poll question. Were the Brooklyn Nets that good, or were the Milwaukee Bucks that bad? What'd you come away with?
Let me take a break. Then we'll settle on a poll question. Got a couple of more stats of the day. We got mini camp. This is... The off-season workout mandatory, but I don't think that Aaron Rodgers is showing up. Albert Breer from the Monday Morning Quarterback will join us coming up a little bit later on. We'll take a break. It's 20 after the hour. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Getting your COVID-19 vaccine is something to celebrate, but think before posting a picture of your vaccine card on social media. People are doing that. It contains personal information, your name, your birth date. Can be used by cyber criminals to steal your identity. You have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every single day, the information we put out there, you just want to keep what's yours, your finances, your credit, your reputation. LifeLock helps detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. If they detect your information has potentially been compromised, they will send you an alert. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But keep what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Join now, this week only. It's the Better Than Black Friday sale. Save up to 35% off your first year at LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick. The sale lasts only 7 days. Go to LifeLock.com. Promo code's Patrick. Save up to 35%. Don't wait. The offer ends June 13th. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. This award-nominated program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Vans. They go far beyond. Built, equipped, engineered to be ready for anything. Go the extra mile, taking that all-important first step into an authorized dealership today. All right, McLovin, what's the poll question today?
Okay, a few NBA questions.
All right.
Last night, was Brooklyn that good or Milwaukee that bad? I would bet you if we put that up, Milwaukee being that bad would be the big storyline.
Well, you can't be down by 49.
Yeah, even if Brooklyn's playing that well, that how is that possible that a team that's that good play that poorly?
So you don't have James Harden, and you're down, and you know you have to get this win because you're not sure when Harden's going to come back. Maybe you steal a couple of games, and maybe he doesn't come back, and you can win this series. I mean, that was less than inspiring, and it just felt like they made no adjustments. And I kept watching going, you can't be this bad. But they were. What else do you have?
Okay. Will Giannis ever be able to win a title in Milwaukee?
Okay. Oh, in Milwaukee.
Does he have to go to like an LA at some point?
I think people have to understand there are certain places that you might not be able to get free agents. Or at least it's tougher to get free agents. You know, if you're going to be in Brooklyn or Miami or L.A., you can get a free agent, it feels like. You know, LeBron had trouble in Cleveland. Famously couldn't get Chris Bosh to even stop into Cleveland. He went straight to Miami. He was trying to recruit Bosh. They got Kevin Love, but that was with a trade. Kyrie, that was when the Cavs were bad and they were able to draft Kyrie after LeBron left. But you're trying to get free agents. There are certain cities where it's going to be tougher to get players to want to go. I mean, New York, the Knicks, for a long period of time, you had a hard time getting, you know, players. You still have a hard time getting players wanting to go there. I think now you're starting to see what the Garden can be like. We certainly saw that, at least after one game there with the Atlanta Hawks. But there are certain cities that you're just not going to get these players to go, given... It sounds strange to say that the Greek Freak is a go-to guy in the regular season. It just feels like during the postseason, he shouldn't be your number one option. Because I think the defenses gear up towards him. He's not like Luka. He's not like these other players where you go, that guy is going to be able to beat you somehow, some way. With Giannis, I watch, and he came down and took a three. And I went, what? No. What are you doing? You didn't need to take a three. Then he's taking a three. And he's a great player. He's fun to watch. I just don't know come postseason. If they bow out like this again and not competitive, then, you know, I think. And they brought in, you know, a Holiday. I mean, we thought, okay, now you have another quality player to go along with Middleton. But I don't see much progress here. Adam Lefko, Tuesday NBA on TNT host and host of the Lefko Show on Bleacher Report, just back from his honeymoon. Who gets married during the NBA season when they cover the NBA?
Is that a real question for
me? Yes, it is.
Answer this morning.
Yes, that's a real Gar, you went Durant on me.
Well, I was supposed to get married last year, Dan, and then this COVID thing happened, so it was perfectly scheduled. And I didn't know the schedule was going to happen like this. Also, Ernie's got it. You know, they come. You're looking at me. I'm not working anyway. You think Ernie's getting off that desk? Are you kidding me? This is what Ernie lives for. Ernie is, let me tell you, they come out of commercial, and he gets to hit him with the, you know, 25 of the last 27 times that the Bucks have been trailing after two games. Come on, man. He's got the stats ready. I'm not taking his time. I want to watch Ernie anyway.
Okay. Are you still married?
I am. Honeymoon was amazing. Went to Hawaii. And the best thing is the time difference. Hey, babe, I think, yeah, let's take that 2 o'clock nap. Perfect. Game starts at 3. It was amazing.
All right. Where do you want to start with the Nets or the Bucks?
Where you just were, Budenholzer. What the heck is he doing? I mean, that dude, can you imagine the pressure on him right now?
Yeah.
Heading back to Milwaukee down 2-0 when everyone couldn't believe that they kept him anyway. It's more of the same, Dan, and that's what's incredible to me. They were this season, they allowed the most threes per game of any team in the NBA, second worst three-point percentage in terms of allowed. This is what they've done every single year. And yet, we all looked at each other and said, are we going to do this again? Are we going to go to the playoffs and we're going to let teams hit threes and Giannis inexplicably is going to be at the top of the three and they're going to create a wall and we're going to go, man, Chris Middleton, really good NBA player in the regular season, kind of a three when it comes to the playoffs. We're going to do this again? I just don't understand. I'm sitting there, I'm texting with Candace Parker last night, and I'm going, didn't you say all season long that they were running Giannis on the block and that it opened up everything else because of his ability to pass and it gets him closer to the basket? And she's like, I don't get it. She's like, it's like they didn't work on any of this all year. And I just, it's crazy to me, man, because we're going to blame Giannis and he's going to get this one more pass because if it doesn't work out, they're going to get rid of Budenholzer and then they're going to go, maybe it's the coach. How much more of this kid's prime can we waste? And if it's him, then that's an issue too.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to ask you, is this coaching or is it personnel?
I think game three, we're going to learn a lot. They need to play through Drew Holiday on offense. And they need to figure out a way to slow this down because they're going up against a Nets team that doesn't even have Jeff Green, let alone James Harden. I know it's an unstoppable force, but the big storyline that I saw kind of developing last night was, oh, we are getting the Devin Booker hero's journey where he becomes the young Padawan that goes on to face the evil Nets in the finals, led by Obi-Wan Kenobi in Chris Paul. Like, you could just see the NBA storyline being developed last night. But yeah, in terms of the Bucks, man, play through Drew Holiday, get Giannis on the block, stop allowing all these threes, and do something. I'm like poking him with a stick on the ground right now.
Is there a better starting five when they start than the Nets when you think about offensive efficiency in NBA history?
How quickly we forget those Warriors teams. I don't know. I just remember sitting there when Klay had that game six against the Thunder where it didn't seem like the ball ever touched the ground. You know, there's a difference in style of this offense. I get amazed at the individual talents. When Kyrie takes someone off the dribble, it's a Monet. When Kevin Durant just steps back and shoots and there's nothing you can do, it's just unstoppable. It's like Thanos. And then when you watch James Harden, you know, it's maybe the greatest one-on-one player ever, but the Warriors, the ball never touched the ground. You know, it was the passing, it was the efficiency, it was this gravitational force that was Stephen Curry. So I think that one, I mean, look, I don't know the numbers on it, but it felt more efficient just because it felt more artistic. This feels more like singular attacking.
Yeah, I would agree with you. What Golden State did and how they did it, to me, I had not seen before. You know, you have the Celtics with the big three with Bird, Mikhail, and Parrish, but offensive efficiency wasn't close to this. Even if you threw in Ainge and DJ, Bill Walton off the bench. You know, we've seen the 76ers with Dr. J. They had They had a lot of talent at every position there.
Mo Cheeks, yeah, Daryl Dawkins, everybody.
Yeah.
Andrew Toney.
Yeah, and then you throw in the Showtime Lakers. If you have Magic, Kareem, and Worthy. I mean, there have been teams that rival this. What about the Miami Heat with Bosh, Wade, and LeBron?
See, that it didn't feel as offensively impressive as these teams do. Like, that felt more as like a complete dominant team performance, because LeBron and Wade had that mind meld going on, and then Chris Bosh was always in the right spot defensively. And I do it, like, when I think of that, oh man, Ray Allen out there as well, who will go down as one of the greatest shooters of all time. This though, it feels, because LeBron offense isn't as artistic as these guys. Yeah. It is brute force. Whereas Durant, they just did an incredible article, I think it was in the New York Times, where it talked about how effortless his motion it is. And when James Naismith invented the game, his fourth rule may have been, trust me, when you see Kevin Durant, this is how it's supposed to be played. These guys just, it feels more artistic. Whereas LeBron, and even my guy Wade, it was just a lot more physical and spacing and putting a guy on your hip.
Can the Nets win a title without Harden?
Shoot, after last night, it kind of makes you think so. I think that the stars are aligning in terms of the competition. My dummy head just made a bet with a friend that the Sixers are going to come back and beat the Hawks, and I don't even feel confident about that. But if Embiid, with his knee, with Embiid going down, I always looked at Embiid as the one force in the East that if he's able to do his 40, 15, and whatever, he could be that, and it doesn't seem like he's going to be. I know we're getting all hopped up on the Hawks, but it's kind of a games won, fool's gold. I still think they're great, and Trae Young has figured it out. And in the West, okay, you got the Suns. Look, Kawhi went Terminator mode, and I'm texting with Wade, and he's just going, you know, when he does that, you just sit back and go, what do we do? Because you can't stop it. And I just don't see any other team, and maybe Utah. But no, I think the Nets can win without Harden. I think it'll be a lot more dominant with him. But after last night, I think all my fears kind of went away.
Are you all in on the Clippers?
No. Are you kidding? Are you?
No.
No. I can't guarantee what I'm going to get any night. Because now, are you all in on the Clippers if you get Kawhi game 6 and game 7 against the Mavericks every game?
Yeah. I guess, but see, I'm not worried about Kawhi. He had one bad game in the series. It's the other guys that I just remember. Beverly, oh, hey, he'll be great against Luka, and playoff Rondo. And I go, okay. I mean, it comes down to if Paul George is consistently good and Kawhi is Kawhi. All right, but I think Utah's a better team. We don't want to embrace Utah. Because we go, well, they don't really have stars there. But they play good team defense, and they shoot the three. And that feels like that's, you know, a pretty good formula to advance here.
Hey, Dan, you know how this whole year with Russell Westbrook, everyone was debating the meaningfulness of a triple-double? I would like to draw up the meaningfulness of a regular season 50-40-90. Because I think it's time we talk about it. 50% from the field, 40% from three, 90% from 3-point. You know, three guys that were either at that mark, surpassed it, or always around it? Tobias Harris, Paul George, and Chris Middleton. All three of them were either going to the All-Star game or getting really close because of those numbers. And all three of those guys, those numbers become meaningless when the playoffs start. Meaningless. All three of those guys, I'm going, okay, Tobias, you got $180 million. Paul George, I mean, you complain that the refs don't treat you like a superstar, and you say that you are. And Chris Middleton, I mean, here we are talking about he's a modern-day scorer and all that. And then when the playoffs start, I don't see him. And so 50-40-90 is supposed to be this all-time test because Steve Nash did it and Steph Curry did it. But these guys, when the playoffs start, absolute no-show. And look, the stories can still be written differently, but I just, all three of those guys need to be great for their teams to win, and I just can't bet on that.
More likely to play for a championship first, the Greek Freak or Luka?
Wow. I think that the main reason I'm going to say the Greek Freak is because I don't know how the Mavericks are going to get rid of that Porzingis contract. And until they do, I don't know what they do. He's making over $30 million for the next three seasons. And I thought last night, I went, wow, how great would it be if Cuban could dump that contract and then make a run at Kawhi after the season when he's a free agent? Could you imagine Luka and Kawhi next to each other? And then I went, wait, who are the teams that are even built to take on that salary? And there's two right now that have over $30 million in cap space. The Spurs and the Knicks. And there's no way the Knicks are taking Porzingis. And I thought, is there any way that this Spurs franchise, with their love of foreign-born players, would fall in love with the Latvian freak named Porzingis and think we could be the ones to turn it around? And then I smacked myself in the face and went, there is no player less San Antonio than Kristaps Porzingis, who after a season in which he does nothing, and he sat on the bench for most of it, goes out there and complains that he is not treated like a number two. So until they get rid of that contract, I'm going to go Greek Freak, because at least I know that they may get a new coach that can turn it around. But with Porzingis' contract, I just can't bet on Luka right now.
You still married?
Man, it's good, Dan. I like it. The only thing is I got, my ring is too small. And I had a lot of pizza last night, and now I can't get it off. But she likes it.
Well, you're not supposed to take it off.
That's what she keeps saying. But, like, you know, I want to play with it. You know, I want to act like I'm in the Matrix or something.
Good to talk.
You got any marital advice for me?
It's too late for that.
I know.
Just be a good listener. Remember everything she says. Just concentrate on everything, because she'll probably at some point going, "Are you even listening to me?" And you can't.
I just want to ask the Danettes really quick. Shout out to Fritzy. I just want to ask them. Every time I ask Dan for advice, he just tells me to listen. You know, hey, how do I do a really good job hosting NBA on TNT? Just listen. Don't talk. Hey, how do I have a good marriage? Just listen. Does he listen to you guys? Or does he just talk the entire time? Because does this man follow what he preaches? I'm just seeing a trend here.
Does anybody want to be a spokesperson for the Danettes? Yeah, Paulie?
When you think Dan's not listening, 4 months later, he'll be like, remember that thing you said on Tuesday in May? And you're like, oh, man.
Okay.
I'm listening. Right. I'm listening, Lefko. Yes, Seton.
I love that.
Adam, one time about 13 years ago, I made a joke about how Dan's not a good singer, and he's never forgotten that, so...
I can speak. I love to sing here in the studio during commercial breaks, and I'll just start singing. I'll see Seton, and then I'll go, yeah, I know I can't sing. And then I just keep walking and still singing.
Do you sing or do you croon? Because I feel like you're much more of a crooner.
I'm a lounge singer.
Goulet.
Bobby Goulet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bringing it.
You snap when you sing too, don't you?
Little bit.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. I think I'm sort of like Barry White. You know, I'm Barry extremely white. And when I bring the voice down like this, the brother Barry White, I mean, that's when you start to melt some hearts.
Oof. God, so, I just had to get a little steamy. I had to take a paper towel beforehand.
Oh, don't let your wife hear this.
You're right.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm putting you on mute.
Yeah. Hey, great to talk to you again. Congratulations.
Good talking to you too. Yeah. Thank you, pal.
I'm going
to
take the day, I'm going to take the over on the wedding and the marriage. I'm going to take the over. Okay.
See, I knew I loved you. I knew
I'm going
did.
Over.
Thank you, Dan.
The over is only 5.5, so I'm going.
Oh, jeez.
5.5 decades, Lefko.
My man, that's how you turn it around. I love it.
Thank you, bud. That's Adam Lefko, Tuesday NBA on TNT host, the Lefko Show on Bleacher Report. How about we take a break here, and we'll settle on poll question. Play of the day up next here. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. Play of the day. This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Durant, crossover, behind the back, driving it right around Giannis, going to the rim. Oh, what a reverse, and it's good! Kevin Durant came under the basket with a wild shot.
That's courtesy of WFAN, the Nets Radio Network. Durant, game high 32. The Nets cruise to the most lopsided win in the team's playoff history. It's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. They've got some great Father's Day gifts there for you, Dollar Shave Club. You can get that Dollar Shave Club six-blade razor, perfect for the extra close, precise shave. Get one now at a store near you or part of a gift set at dollarshaveclub.com/Patrick. What's poll question we settled on, McLovin?
Haven't put one up yet. I like your question to Lefko. Who wins a title first, Giannis, Luka Doncic, or let's throw in the Joker, too? Are any of these guys on a path to win a title?
Well, Denver is.
Get Jamal Murray back next year?
Yeah. And if they had Jamal Murray now, I wonder if they would be viewed as the favorites by Vegas. But they don't have him. They didn't have their backcourt, but they didn't need that against Portland. But you're going to need that against Phoenix. Yeah, Paulie.
Could the answer be none of the above? Because don't you basically have to put together a super team or add someone major to do it? It's either going to be Golden State when they had it, or the Nets, or the Lakers, and it's going to be super teams or not. I guess Toronto's an outlier. They won it a couple years ago.
Yeah, but they needed Kawhi to be traded there, that he wanted out of San Antonio, and that's how they lucked into Kawhi. And that feels like that was a long time ago, even though it wasn't. Yeah, McLovin.
I think LeBron kind of spoiled it a little bit. We expect the best player to be able to at least get to the finals every year. And if Luka's the best player, you'd think he'd be able to do that, but maybe it's not that easy.
No, it's not that easy. That's why, when we look back 20 years from now with what LeBron did by getting to the finals, it felt like every single year. Now, he didn't win all the time, obviously, but he got his team there. And some of those teams were nowhere near the talent level that Dallas has, or certainly with what Milwaukee has. They got blown out by San Antonio. And I remember watching an NBA Finals game in Cleveland, and I was with John Barry, broadcaster for the Mothership, and I said, "How is Cleveland even here?" And he started doing inventory of the players on the floor, and he went, "Most of these guys shouldn't be starting. Some shouldn't even be in the NBA." And he was right. Where you're going? They're not good. And San Antonio was great back then. We'll get to phone calls coming up. Big night here. YouTube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. 8 Eastern. It's the viewing party. I bought ponchos yesterday. We have goggles so we don't get champagne in our eyes. And we have ponchos as well. So we're prepared for some kind of rave tonight. We're going to rave against the machine. I was looking at, where they have the credits of all the people who work on all the shows, and there's like 100 that work on all these shows. And then they show ours, and it's like 7 people work on this show. Damn proud of them, too. One more item as we close out the first hour. Warmer weather, getting outside, days are longer, and you want to feel great. You want to be energetic. Try M-Drive Boost and Burn, the supplement that can help you drop those unwanted pounds, gives you that energy boost you need for your summer plans. Packed with clinically tested ingredients, M-Drive Boost and Burn helps build lean muscle and burns body fat. You can find M-Drive Boost and Burn at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. Or go to mdrivedan.com. You get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee, nothing to lose except some pounds. Get lean, get strong, look your best. mdrivedan.com. It's tough to keep that weight off as you get older, but fight back with M-Drive Boost and Burn and get ready for everything that summer is going to bring. Go to mdrivedan.com. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. You can go to either the website, mdrivedan.com, or you can find it at Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Vitamin Shoppe. M-Drive Boost and Burn.